Hello, my name is Adam Amaya, A-D-A-M-A-M-A-Y-A. I am recording an interview with
Diane H.M. Garcia, D-I-A-N-E-H, period, M, period, G-A-R-C-I-A.
The date is September 28, 2024, and we're conducting this interview at John E. Connor Museum at Texas A&M University, Kingsville, as part of the university's 2024 Damalala Fest. So really quick, what do tamales mean to you?
Tamales, from childhood, they were always made by the adults in the family. But they came to me more because my two Christmases ago, my daughters, my son-in-law, my grandchildren, all of us, we made tamales together, and it was fun. It was really a lot of fun. Chaotic, but fun.
But that creates memories and stuff like right, all the time. So who would make, you said the adults, but like specifically like your aunts or your mom or?
My grandmother, and then she had some, she had housekeepers because they owned a ranch. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the ladies there would help with everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so, how do you eat tamales in your family, or like how were you raised to eat tamales? There's different ways.
We would always have a red or a green sauce that accompanied the tamales. There was always sweet tamales, mm-hmm. Okay? And we had the traditional hot chocolate, Mexico, with our sweet tamales. Mm-hmm. And it was just fun. It was a fun time, you know. My grandfather always made the beans that went with them because it was like a big party on the ranch for all the employees and everything.
That's nice, nice, nice. And did you y'all like have this, like whenever y'all would have tamales, was it a certain time of year or is it like year round or?
No, it's Christmas.
Christmas? Yeah. Just Christmas time or just Christmas in general, like the day?
Well, Christmas time, that time period. Everybody knew as soon as Thanksgiving was over, it was time to get ready for the tamales, you know.
Yeah. So did y'all would make them, right? Do you like have special ingredients that y'all would use, just family recipes or?
Yeah, the family recipe is lost.
Ooh.
Damn. So that was, yeah. My father's papers, they were stolen with his trunks. So that recipe is lost. So learning all over again it's fun. It's a discovery, you know. So you go to various recipes, and I think when we made them at Christmas in New York, we had maybe six or seven recipe books and online things, and we gather, and it's a matter of tasting, mm-hmm. you know, the taste and the joy. It's like water for chocolate. The joy of it goes into the food.
No, definitely.
And it tastes wonderful. That's so
good.
Yeah.
That's good that you also got to experience that. You know, something that you've always loved, you know, and relearning.
Exactly.
Taking those steps to relearn something that you're always going to eat, no matter what, that you can also pass down to
kids. Exactly. So it was fun.
So, and what kind of tamales are your favorite and why?
I think sweet tamales with pineapple because my grandfather, I remember he was one of the original vaqueros that went to Hawaii that had been employed to start cattle ranches. So when he came back, he had this pineapples. And so my grandmother always made sweet tamales with them, and we really enjoyed them. And then she made another one with piñones, pine nuts, mm-hmm. and that was delicious.
I've never heard of pineapple tamales or piñon tamales, but you know, there's something every day, and that sounds nice, honestly.
Yeah.
And what is the most unusual tamale filling that you've ever seen?
Usual tamale filling that I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. I think those tamales where you end up with, my experience, the unusual one, no, was from El Salvador, wrapped in the banana leaves, and it was delicious because it had flavors from Italy as well, because our neighbor, she made those, and that was unusual. Delicious, you know, because they use a upper thigh, entire upper thigh, in the making of the tamale. So it was unusual. Pimentos and all of these green olives, the ingredients that went into it, but really exceptionally delicious. So that's great.
That's good to hear. So that connects today's interview. Thank you very much for coming in. I really appreciate it.
No problem.